Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'll tell you, I am fired up today because how about them Bears?
Dan Wiederer.
Your boy Dan Wiederer was on the radio last week with Speaks. Mm-hmm.
Bears beat report and enterprise writer for the Chicago Tribune.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
What's your sense for why it didn't click with Shane?
Probably too nice of a guy. OTAs, training camp. He kind of fell into a trap of letting things go, not holding people accountable from the beginning.
So to that end, what is Thomas's presence mean?
Different personality. I think he's just more of a don't take type of guy.
Dan Wiederer.
His name is Dan Wiederer. Wiederer time.
Bears.
The Take the North pod. Dan Wiederer talks football with you.
We look forward to it every week, our opportunity to talk with Dan Wiederer, and especially this week. The segment with Dan Wiederer is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. We are at the Broad Stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we are.
It is the Spiegel at Home Show. I just ordered some cheese curds. I'm very excited to get those over here and enjoy that with a little bit of marinara on the side.
I got a garlic brat with sauerkraut, and no one should breathe my air anytime from this point forward.
All right, that sounds like a great way to bring in Wiederer. Weeds, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you. Fantastic question to Keenan Allen, and the reaction that you got from him I thought was incredible, that he was willing to be that honest. It seems like as bad as things seemed, they were even worse for players on that Bears offense.
Yeah, and I think it was just kind of cumulative frustration that built up that ultimately resulted in some struggles on the field, which then added to the frustrations, which then added to more struggles, and you just got that snowball rolling in the wrong direction. Clearly something had to change, Lawrence. They made the change on Monday, and now the big question is just how much of a significant difference can it make short-term? Like, we don't have time to look long-term right now as far as the Bears go, but in the short-term, you've got to figure out a way to be functional this week, the week after that, into Thanksgiving, and then maybe you could take a breath with that mini-bye after Thanksgiving and get yourself back on track.
Yeah, that was the quote of the year. I think David Hall was calling it, your former podcast partner, but it kind of put a fine point on what had been hinted at for weeks and weeks and weeks. So now here we are. Were you surprised to learn that Thomas Brown and Caleb Williams have not had much one-on-one contact because he is the passing game coordinator? We've spent a few days trying to figure out what that role entails, what it means, and who you talk to in that role.
Yeah, well, so there's a difference between not having any exposure and not having a ton of one-on-one contact. And if you remember when we talked back in the spring and summer about the plan that the Bears had set up for Caleb Williams, they had a very well-intentioned plan to limit the voices that were in his head. And so it was going to be Shane Waldron and Kerry Joseph. Those were going to be his two direct points of contact, the two people he was going to get questions answered, to get feedback, to go back and forth, and just to try to limit the number of voices that were in his head. That relies on your offensive coordinator being able to last more than 9 football games. When that doesn't happen, now all of a sudden you've got to troubleshoot this thing to where now Thomas and Caleb have to form their own bond. They have to create their own rapport here very quickly and on the fly. It's not going to happen easily, but it can happen. And unfortunately, they just got themselves in a perfect storm of things here. It's not like Caleb's never met Thomas before. It's not like he hasn't listened to him in front of the room on Saturdays and in other meetings. They just haven't had a whole lot of one-on-one meeting time. And now that begins this week with a week where you got to go play the Green Bay Packers on Sunday in your building.
Dan, you wrote incredible stuff in the lead up to the season and the draft and everything about the plan to indoctrinate Caleb Williams into the NFL. And it has failed. It has completely and utterly failed. And we're in a fascinating spot in that way. My perception, I need to ask you if I'm just projecting, because my perception is that Thomas Brown, perhaps out of necessity, is going to take control of the offense back from the way it was completely handed to Caleb and failed. That maybe a coordinator and the other players on the offense will have a little more control as opposed to asking a rookie quarterback to control things. Am I projecting?
I don't know if you're projecting, but what I would say is the number one goal here in for everyone in the building is to find a way to make Caleb comfortable again. And so if that means kind of altering the things that you do, if it means leaning more heavily on the run game for a few weeks just to create or reduce the strain that's been on Caleb Williams in recent weeks, whatever you have to do to get him back in that flow is what you have to prioritize right now. And so we're going to have to kind of walk into Sunday knowing it's a mystery. And then we'll have, you know, one game's worth of snaps to take a look at. And then they'll play the Vikings. We'll have a really tough defense for them to try to figure out with Brian Flores leading that show. And then we'll have another game to dissect. It's going to take a little while to kind of feel what Thomas Brown's fingerprints on this offense are going to be and what they are doing to create some things for Caleb that gets him back in the headspace he needs to be at. This morning, it was the first time I got to do the full rewatch on the Bears offense again. I cannot describe how broken and defeated that entire offense looked against the Patriots. It was like almost staggering to watch that as an NFL football game against a defense that's not very good and see the number of things that were going wrong for the quarterback, for the receivers, for the offensive line, and just being like, man, this thing is headed in the wrong direction quick. And so whatever they can do to reverse that, that's what they've got to prioritize.
Dan, I think we all understand like the importance of the development of Caleb Williams. Like, that's a priority, as you just mentioned. With the other guys that are on the team, including a guy like Keenan Allen, who signed here mm-hmm. or was traded here with the idea of being that this was going to be competitive this season, yep. How do you expect the Bears will go about balancing that development with, hey, you know what, if we were able to win this game on Sunday, we can at least trick ourselves into thinking that we're in this race in the NFC? How do you balance that?
It's tricky. I mean, it really is tricky. And those dynamics from the get-go were always going to be a little bit complicated. Now, your hope was that you weren't going to get into the types of funks that they're in now, where you go three consecutive weeks without any semblance of offense, where you lose three consecutive games, and the weight of the world feels like it's on the shoulders of a 22-year-old kid who's got 8 starts in the league and is still trying to figure out how to set his preparation routine every week. And so it's not easy, because you look, like, I remember talking to Cole back in the summer about how every sand, grain of sand in the hourglass that drops, he can feel it, you know, because you know your career is only so long, and you know you've only got your prime for 3 or 4 years, and you want to be successful at the highest level as soon as possible. And it's not really easy to be like, oh, well, we've just got a rookie quarterback and we're just going to have to live with the growing pains, because no, you know, 3 weeks ago, you were standing on a field in Washington with 26 seconds to go, and you're about to go to 5-2. And now you're like, oh, God, did another season of my professional livelihood just slip past me? And so those dynamics are real. They're really heavy. And you have to find ways to manage that. I don't know what the best answer to that is. I do know that Caleb's got to figure out a way to not feel all that weight. And that was my biggest worry about bringing Matt Eberflus back, is because as much as Ryan Pohl said that he expected Matt Eberflus to be here for the long haul, we knew there was going to be some win or else pressure on this thing. And now Caleb's got to feel that with every mistake he makes, with every loss they experience. That's a lot. That's a lot to take on when you're already taking on a lot. And, they believe heavily in how strong he is mentally, how strong he is in the growth process. But, man, like, you guys have felt it this week. Now imagine being Caleb Williams for the last 5 days.
It is the theory around the league of just how important it could be to have a successful quarterback on a rookie contract so pervasive that it's kind of made them a bit fungible in the mind of roster builders that, like, oh, well, let me just throw him in there. And if it doesn't work in 2 or 3 years, I'll be out of here anyway, and then I can go somewhere else and get another one. Or that kind of thing. Sort of like in baseball where they just go through pitchers because they know the arms are going to get defeated. It feels oddly acceptable from NFL front offices to figure out if a quarterback is any good right away or not, even though it doesn't work for the most part.
Help me through that one a little bit more so I can give you a better response. I'll do the Jalen Johnson thing on there. So you're asking what about the quarterback?
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to go too big picture on a theory here, Dan. It's just like I feel like Poles is wanting to find out right away if a guy can do everything because it's so advantageous to have a rookie quarterback who can do everything on his rookie deal, and it's kind of pervasive around the league. But maybe I've talked to myself.
He's got it. Weed's doing it.
I'll give him a second chance.
There's a lot there, and so it's really difficult because I think most people in the league would tell you that if you had the luxury of being able to sit a quarterback for a while and give him that redshirt time and be able to get him acclimated and see the game through the NFL lens and figure out what it looks like and what it has to be, you'd take that. But the only teams that are successful at doing that, you know, the Packers with Aaron Rodgers had a Hall of Famer that he could sit behind. The Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes had an established veteran who was highly successful for a playoff team. The rest of this, it's just that there's so little time for everyone in this league, quarterbacks, general managers, head coaches, to prove that they are worth sticking with, that they have to show results. And so it's like the rush for results creates this dynamic that almost ends up being counterproductive in some ways. And so you've just got to find your formula. I think what it means for this Bears team right now, and Lawrence, I think you brought up a really good point, that if you could win a football game on Sunday, now you're 5-5, you get that great breath of fresh air that a victory brings you, and now you can kind of relax a little bit and say, okay, what do we need to do to continue progressing this season? With this team, I'm not so sure that a Kyle Orton-like approach isn't the best thing to do here. Run the football, lean on your defense, and then when you have 3 or 4 moments a game for the quarterback to be the difference maker, third down, red zone, you know, wherever those opportunities pop up, then make that difference, you know. But right now, they've kind of expected Caleb to do more than he was ready to do. He struggled with that. The failures have compounded, and now all of a sudden you're kind of in the control-alt-delete mode at a point where you did not want to be in the control-alt-delete mode.
Dan Wiederer joining us here on Spiegel.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Going Holmes, how hard of a decision was this for Matt Eberflus?
I think it was difficult for him, and I think that if it were left solely up to him without a whole lot of outside counsel, that he probably would have kept Shane Waldron around and maybe tried some other adjustments first before going to the the decision that he made on Tuesday, which was to let Shane go and part ways entirely. That's just life in the NFL, though. You know, I mean, like, you guys know that it wasn't just the outside world's frustration that was mushrooming. It was the players inside that locker room. You felt it for a period of weeks growing and growing and growing. We talk every Friday about what we've heard in the locker room, what we've heard after games. And it's like, uh-oh, this is worrisome. Uh-oh, this is more worrisome. Uh-oh, this is even more worrisome than it was last week. And when that stuff starts to build, you have to provide answers for your players. And I think in some ways that was here. Now, look, like there was a lot of talk this week about how different the energy is with Thomas Brown in front of the room. Not a surprise. Their personalities are complete opposites when it comes to Thomas Brown and Shane Waldron. And I thought Mark Potash asked Cole Kmet a good question in the middle of the week about like, okay, so how does energy and charisma translate into first downs? You know, great question. And Cole said, you know, it's about the buy-in in the game plan. You know, and so that's where Thomas Brown's presence matters. If you've got belief from the guys, well, now all of a sudden you get a little bit of forward momentum going into the game, where I think they were kind of backsliding with that momentum, where it was, even if Shane had a good plan, guys weren't buying it. And so all of a sudden you've got that doubt creeping in the first three and out you have, and the first, you know, quarter you go scoreless, and now all of a sudden you just feel like it's stacked against you, and they weren't able to recover the last 3 weeks. And so something had to change.
Yeah, man, I'm so interested to see how this thing looks on offense on Sunday. Dan, who are the starting guards, and is Doug Kramer the backup guard? What is the state of depth there on the offensive line?
Ryan Bates will be your next man up for the Tevin Jenkins spot this week, so that's a start for Ryan Bates, and then Matt Pryor will stay in over at right guard. You get your two tackles back. You got to hope that provides some stability. You got to hope that continuity is there. I told you about rewatching the game this morning. There were some moments last week where the Bears had seven-man protections against four-man rushes and still got whipped. You know, and like you look at that, and Caleb's getting to the top of his drop, and the receivers aren't out of their breaks yet, and he's already engulfed. And you're like, well, how is that ever going to work? If you've got seven guys in and you can't block four, you're dead. You know, and that was part of what last week was, is there were too many moments where no matter what the plan was, no matter what play was called, they were just doomed. And I don't know why those errors were occurring, but hopefully a little bit of a reinforced offensive line this week changes things a little bit. And then you want to get Caleb just feeling like he can keep his eyes where they're supposed to be, rather than feeling some of that pressure that's been leaking through the last couple weeks.
Is Doug Kramer any good at guard as part of his roster presence?
He had a rough day.
He had a rough day, man. So as part of his roster presence, a function of the mini fridge stuff, and now that Waldron is gone, is that affected?
Well, right now you just don't have a lot of depth there to pivot in a different direction. You know, Doug Kramer was supposed to be a guy that could give you some snaps as a center more than a guard. You know, that was kind of where he was gonna help you due to their original plans. And obviously the original plans of this building have been blown up mightily from what they were in April to what they are now. And it's alarming, you know. And I said it earlier in the week that as much as Ryan talked about how much he believed in the talent and depth of this offensive line, he walked into the regular season with two starting guards that the whole league knew were unreliable. You know, you had a guy who's always hurt. By the way, he's going to miss another game this weekend, and it'll be the 21st missed game for Tevin Jenkins in his four-year career. And then you had the other guy, Nate Davis, who came with a reputation as not really loving the sport or the investment it takes to be good at it. And so if you were believing in that, you kind of took a leap of faith that led you off the edge of the cliff, and now you're just trying to troubleshoot and get yourself back on track. And those are a couple massive missteps by the general manager, without question. And now you've got to figure out again with chicken wire and bubble gum how to fix it together here for a few weeks, just to get yourself back on track. And then again, leave Detroit, take a little break on that mini bye weekend, and find some answers that can help you down the stretch.
Well, here's hoping that Thomas Brown is MacGyver for sure. So look, Caleb Williams is very mature. He comes across as very mature. He is also very polished in the way that he deals with the media publicly. So I know that I'm asking you a pretty difficult question here. Was there any difference that you detected in his mood or his approach to dealing with you guys, considering that, I mean, you were saying, like, look, he's got a lot of pressure on him. This is the first time that a coach being fired is connected to him.
Right.
How did he handle it this week?
So full disclosure, I was not in the room with him when he spoke, because I was back in the locker room talking to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Mercedes Lewis and guys back there on Wednesday. So I had to watch that back on video, so I didn't have the presence to be able to diagnose that up close. I've interacted a couple times with Caleb in the locker room the last couple days. He seems to be the same guy he's been all season, but you bring up a great point. Like, Caleb's 23rd birthday is coming Monday. You know, this is still a really young dude with a lot of people's hopes and expectations on him. He's a guy who is deeply driven to succeed and cares about succeeding. And so when things go as wrong as they've gone the last few weeks, there are very few humans that are strong enough to handle that to the highest level, right? And so I guarantee you things that we're not seeing from Caleb are weighing on him when he's at home or when he's trying to work through a game plan. We'll see how he handles the game on Sunday, Lawrence, because I think that's the best way to respond is to go out and show your teammates and your coaches that you can master the game plan. That's been a really hot catchphrase around here this week. Do the things that have been asked about you, create forward momentum, have some success, and then hopefully you're in a football game in the fourth quarter and you can try to steal a win.
60 seconds, Dan. What's Matt Eberflus's plan to stop this Packers offense and that running game without Andrew Billings?
Yeah, you know, Eric Washington talked really, really highly about Josh Jacobs and the way he's playing right now. I think you have to rely on Jordan Love giving you a few opportunities to take the ball from him. He's done it in every single game this year. He's had an interception. You've got to take advantage of those opportunities. We cannot be here on Monday talking about dropped interceptions or plays that the Bears could have made to swing this game defensively. Their defense is going to have to find ways to make Jordan Love uncomfortable, and then you're going to have to do some of that complimentary football. If your special teams get you a 38-yard return, score off it. If your defense gets you a takeaway, score off it. The Bears failed in that regard against the Patriots, and it came back to haunt them in a huge, huge way with a lot of ramifications.
Weeds, thank you as always. Excellent, excellent stuff. That is Dan Weederer, who works for the Tribune. He also does the Take the North podcast. You can hear him every week with us on Spiegel and Holmes. We need to take a break. Why? Because we can talk with Brian Bulaga.
That is an Illinois man and a former Packer who knows this week from many different angles, sir.
So we can ask him about the week and we can ask him about the Pack. We will do that next here on The Score.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.